A solo hiker on the Chilkoot Trail suffered a bear bite, and Seduction Point may get a name change. This is your KHNS local news. Those stories and more are up next. A solo hiker on the Chilkoot Trail sustained a bear bite on the lower leg Monday morning. The hiker was able to walk to the Canyon City Ranger cabin and issue a distress call early Tuesday morning. Skagway Fire Department and the National Park Service staff responded by helicopter and located the injured hiker at 9 a.m. The hiker was treated at Dahl Memorial Clinic. At a meeting yesterday, the Alaska Historical Commission approved a proposal to change the name of Seduction Point to its original Tlingit name. The proposal now moves to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, which will make the final decision on whether to officially change the name. Seduction Point sticks out into the Lynn Canal at the southernmost end of Chilkat State Park. In September, the Chilkoot Indian Association applied to change the name due to its dark history. According to local elders and historians, a Tlingit woman was raped at that spot by British sailors in the late 18th century. The existing name implies that she seduced the men. Chilkoot Indian Association proposed to change the name to Aijiklutu, which means point within a point. According to the Alaska Historical Commission's program manager, the National Board on Geographic Names typically decides on name changes within a year. Mobile food trucks and trailers are becoming more common in Haines. Over the summer, residents enjoyed quick bites from places like Julian's Tacos, Peterson's Pretzels, and Gino's. As those trucks close up for the winter, Camino has rolled up to offer a warm meal during the cold season. KHNS's Henry Leisha climbed aboard to learn more about it.
Via Palakis and Susie McCartney are cleaning up their 1973 Chevrolet step van after the lunch rush. On the outside, it is painted a golden orange color with a window for ordering. On the inside, it looks like a small industrial kitchen. Palakis says none of that equipment was there when she first bought it in Washington.
Darren Shields built the whole thing. Like, this was stripped down. It was just like chipping paint. And he installed all the appliances, built the countertops himself, and then even the vent hood.
She says her first exposure to the food industry was through her father. She never thought she would follow in his footsteps, but after working on a farm in Washington, she thought that a food truck would be a fun way to connect people with great local ingredients.
Feels like there's a little more flexibility, not only in what you can make in here, you're not tied to a certain menu, but also you can physically move it. It's on wheels. So it kind of has this great sort of more open-ended gypsy feel to it.
Palakis says at some point she would love to take her food truck on the road, but right now she is sticking to Haines. This week, Camino has been serving grilled cheese and soup for lunch.
Our breads are from Esther Gunick and Gunick's Bakery. We used a sourdough, and our secret is we've used butter and a combination of butter and a secret ingredient. I don't know if I should say it.
That's Susie McCartney. She's working with Palakis to get Camino up and running. She's been cooking for a living for a long time. She says she was drawn to Palakis' passion for local ingredients. She's excited to try out cooking different cuisines in the food truck.
And this is a really great opportunity off season to really work out the kinks and operate sort of as a test kitchen to not only see what people like, but see what we can do out of the little truck.
Camino will be serving lunch this week from noon to 2 p.m. at the Old Field Kitchen in the Fort Seward Parade Grounds. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Six Haines high school students went to college for a week. They earned credits from the University of Alaska Southeast's Juneau campus. Superintendent Roy Getchell worked with UAS staff for months to develop a university program for high school seniors considering technical careers.
You know, whatever their path is, we're going to support them in taking that next step.
The students put in a week of intensive study on campus. They came home with workforce credentials, university credits, and a jump start on any one of UAS's 17 technical programs. Haines High School already has dual credit programs for traditional college track courses. Getchell says this new program rounds out the school's opportunities for upperclassmen.
Students that are taking dual credit right now in math, for example, they may go the career and technical route because it's applicable. And vice versa, there were students in this construction class that may very well go the more traditional college route. But all of this is good for students to experience. All of it is great in helping them make their future decisions, and it will all be applicable for them, you know, in their future.
University scholarship money and school district grant funding paid for everything. It's part of the school board's commitment to invest about $1,000 per student in college and career preparation. UAS offers an associate's degree in several technical fields, including construction. That's the track Haines students took last week. Robin Gilchrist is an associate professor of construction technology. She was among their instructors.
This is the first time that we have done this with the construction technology program.
It's also the first time high school students could earn UAS credit for their work. Each student has 3 credits towards an occupational endorsement, one of the steps on the way to a technical degree. Gilchrist says those endorsements prepare students for their first jobs. And she was pleased with their performance.
They did great. They learned just a ton of skills in just a short amount of time. And they were long days. They started at 8 and they went all the way from either 4 to 5 o'clock with an hour lunch break. So it was intense.
Students are now OSHA certified and have nationally recognized credentials. Gilchrist says all 6 students completed their coursework with high marks. And those juniors and seniors got to experience on-campus dorm living with a chaperone. Haynesboro School District and UAS plan to formalize the partnership so that it continues into the future. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us.